It's 10 o'clock, and it is a beautiful Saturday morning, don't you think? Well, you got a little hint of some sunshine out there. Today, there is a slight chance of snow on again, off again, all throughout the lovely day. And it's going to be mostly cloudy, but a high of 19. That's it, just a high of 19. We've been in the 30s in the past couple of days, but plenty of precipitation. Pop those peas, baby. Tonight, looks like a slight chance of some snow. And then a little bit of flurries throughout the evening. Not anything too significant. Cooling off to around 4 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be plenty of sunshine, warming up to 13. And then for tomorrow night, it's going to cool way down. We're going sub-zero temperatures, minus 1 for tomorrow night. And then for Monday, a 20% chance of some snow in the afternoon, and a high of around 17. So that's the way it is. We've got mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of overcast, a little sunshine trying to peek its head through. But nonetheless, a beautiful Saturday morning and 17 here in the Northfield area. So let's get started. We got a bunch of stuff going on this morning for the Raider Wrap. Evan Lowe will interview our boys' Nordic captain, Sam Fallon, on this week's Meet the Raider. Liz Campbell will get us all up to date with the Raider scoreboard. And we'll have Matt Christensen coming in a few minutes as well to talk about the boys' basketball program in his first season there. But before we get started, we're going to introduce to you Tom Nelson. Tom Nelson is with the Northfield paper. Good morning. How are we doing, Tom?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
So you are, we wanted to just bring you in here, just have a conversation about, you know, just prep sports and all that fun stuff and whatnot. So, but let's get a little background. You've got some significant history. Grew up in the Chicago, Illinois area, and then moved into the Minnesota area, and you ended up out in St. Cloud, and you're at St. John's University during an interesting time. Let's talk about what your kind of your back history starting at St. John's.
Okay, it said moved up here from the Chicago area and took a job at St. John's, working in their communication department, and a focal point of my job there was working with the sports information, they call it. It's kind of the publicity end of the athletic department. And, of course, at that time, the big story up there was the football coach, John Gilardi. He had been there since the early 1950s and was this, you know, legendary figure up there, you know, pretty well documented. And when I came up there, he was on the verge of winning his 300th career win as a college coach, and I think there was only, you know, a couple other coaches at that time that had, you know, reached that pinnacle. So it's was kind of a significant story, and it's kind of fun from my standpoint in the, you know, public relations world. Got an opportunity to you know, kind of orchestrate the coverage of that. You know, had ESPN came out, you know, coverage from Washington Post, Christian Science Monitor, Wall Street Journal, just
Christian Science Monitor.
Right.
They must have liked football.
Well, I don't know what it was. I think part of it was just the attraction of the story was that he kind of had a very unique practice style. You know, didn't believe in, you know, no contact practice philosophy. You know, didn't mandate weightlifting for players. Just had what he had was this list of, you know, legendary lists of no's that he called it, and it was things that, you know, other coaches, you know, kind of typical coaches would do, and John just believed that, you know, college kids were old enough to make their own decisions and kind of let them take care of it, and if they wanted to play, they had to be in shape and ready to go, and, you know, it was really not up to him to tell them what to do. It was just let them, you know, take care of things, and can't, you know, really argue with the results, you know, obviously when, you know, almost every year they are winning conference championships, you know, won a few national championships over the years, and really he was an interesting guy, you know, great, you know, it was fun to, you know, work with him. He was kind of a personality that, you know, during the season he was pretty focused on football, but during the off season, if you went down to work, talk to him, you better be ready to sit there for an hour, because he had
had some stories, did he?
Had some great stories, and a nice guy, you know, work with, and it was good experience overall.
So, growing up, or when you went to school in Chicago, was this something that you were pursuing, or did this kind of one of those transitional things where just somehow you ended up being there?
Actually, my background, I, you know, got into college, and actually in high school, I started writing you know, doing some newspaper work with our local paper. I grew up in a town of Winfield, Illinois, which is about 35 miles west of downtown Chicago, so it was a suburb of Chicago area. Started writing for the local newspaper, doing sports coverage. They had expanded in during my college years, worked for the school newspapers, and you know, served as a sports editor and got to know some people that way. Ended up at, after college, worked for a few years with a newspaper in Naperville, Illinois, and, you know, did that for a few years, worked for a few daily newspapers down in the Chicago area, and then started my sports information career at Aurora University back in 1986, and did that for about 6 years, and then on a trip, my brother was living in Minneapolis, we came up to visit him, picked up the Sunday Star Trib, and there was an ad in there for the St. John's University position that I applied for. And, you know, lo and behold, about 3 months later, I packing up and moving to St. Cloud, Minnesota, which at the time we really didn't know where it was. But
right.
We ended up there and then spent the last about 30 years there. So, you know, we're, you know, place to, you know, raise our family, and it, you know, worked out well, and it was a, you know, good career. Worked at St. John's for about 4 years, and then took a job at St. Cloud State, again in the, you know, sports information business, you know, working over there, and was there, worked in their sports information office from 1996, and then I just kind of recently semi-retired in 2021, so when my wife got a job down here in Northfield at, you know, originally worked at Carleton, now was working at St. Olaf College. Okay. So,
and so kind of so you retired, but you just couldn't leave it alone, could you?
No, just couldn't stay out of it.
Did the paper come to you? Did you go to the paper?
There was an ad. I saw an ad in the paper for, they were looking for some freelance writers, and that was about a little over a year ago, and just sent in some, you know, samples, work samples, resume, and they sent a just sent a request back. They said, would you be interested in doing a story on a couple of brothers that live west of town, or just out on Union Lake. They're water skiers and national champion water skiers. I believe the last name is Bolfer. And did a story on that, and that kind of started it. And ever since then, I've been doing anywhere between, you know, one or two or three stories a week for them, depending on how busy they are. Work basically just on a freelance basis with them, and then, you know, did that, doing mostly news stories, a few mostly news features out of Northfield and Faribault, with the daily news down in Faribault and Northfield News up here. And then, last fall, the sports writer for the Northfield paper left, and they asked if I was interested in picking up some of the fall previews for the or captain's stories for the Northfield High School. So I did, you know, several of those, covered a few events this fall, and then this winter there were another reporter they had, it just, he had left too, so I picked up a bunch of the you know, winter fall or winter captain stories for that too.
And that, I mean, you come from a sports background as a public, you know, kind of, you know, being aware and creating awareness and different things like that. So actually this is kind of, did you do any writing back there in St. Cloud or St. John's or anything like that? I mean, or were you scripting out, like, you know, like news releases or press releases, things like that?
Right. It was doing a lot of press releases. The big thing over the course of time, I was really kind of at the forefront of the whole internet and website development, you know, helped. It was kind of like a pioneer, I guess you'd say, as a pioneer in that, you know, form of, you know, getting the word out. So we were writing stories, game stories, I'd, you know, traveling with the teams or, you know, at home events, you know, we'd be writing game stories, much like you'd write for a newspaper. You know, obviously it was public relations slant to things, but it was still at the core of it was, you know, game reporting and that sort of thing. So I did that for, you know, many years. It's, you know, I can like I said, I've been doing it long enough where you can kind of almost do it in your sleep, so right. to speak. But it was, you know, had a background with that. And obviously, originally back in the day, was with the, you know, working for the newspapers, you know, both at the, you know, local newspapers I worked for, the school newspapers I worked with. Really got a good background in writing and, you know, in particular sports reporting and you know, developed kind of a, you know, passion for it. And in addition, you know, learned how to do sports photography, which is, you know, something I enjoy doing. It's kind of a paid hobby, I'd say. And, but it's been, you know, a good outlet for me to have that. And especially now, you know, moving down here, this has been a nice way to connect with the community and keep myself busy in my semi-retired years.
And you're semi-retired, exactly. Right. Tom Nelson is our guest this morning here from the Northfield newspaper. When you're doing the sports, are you at the game the entire game, and then you are just taking notes along the way, and then you recap that? What's your thought process? How do you go about your creating the stories? How many stories do you write? Do you have X number of lines? Do you have X number of words that you have to, you know, you got 500. I need 500 words from you. Right? Like that, or?
Yeah, it's, I probably write a little bit longer than I should. I know I'm sure my editors probably, you know, cringe when they see some of the stories come in, and if they're up over 1,000 words or 1,500 words, but, you know, I always feel like, well, you know, they can probably cut it if they need to, but it's, you know, one of those things that, writing for me has always come pretty easily, so it's not a case that I have to really struggle to try to get, you know, put words together and, you know, get the length of the story. But it's basically go out to a game, and just over the years I've kind of, you know, set my own process, but it's, you know, just keeping notes, you know, still use pen and paper and just write down notes about things that are going on in the game, you know, track the score if need be. You know, obviously at some high school games, you get a variety of the level of things that they provide as far as stats go. So you have probably at high school games, you have to be maybe a little bit more diligent about keeping stats. You know, when you get to the college or pro level, it's, you know, that usually they have a whole crew there providing you with all the information you need. But, you know, but for the most part, when you go to a high school game, you know, don't really know what you're going to get. So like home games here at Northfield, it's, you know, they do a pretty good job with things, so I, you know, give them tip my hat to them for having that sort of information available. But some places you go to may not have that same level, so you just kind of do that out of habit for me. And then post game, typically you track down a coach or an athlete to talk to them about the game and get some comments for the story. And then come back, and, you know, if you're with the Northfield paper, it's a weekly paper, so you do have a little bit of time to write up the story. Obviously, if it was, if you were on a deadline or something, you just would have to sit down right away and put the story together. But, again, like I said, with the Northfield paper, it has a few, you know, you usually have a little bit of leeway to put the story together and create something. And in addition, with the stuff I've been doing with the Northfield paper, just, you know, a lot of the coaches, they'll send stuff to you, like their stats and results from games and events that they have. So that's been nice to have that coming in so that you can get some stories put together. And some of those might just be more, you know, kind of wrap-ups of a game or a short summary that you can have for the paper.
So it's more of a score highlight or just kind of a story about that game or anything like that. Do you ever go even farther behind that, doing any type of sports, you know, maybe it's a bit piece that goes behind the scenes or anything like that? Do you ever find yourself doing that or wanting to do that? Or
kind of, if I have some ideas, if I know of a story in town, I'll check in with my editors, and if, you know, they give me the green light, I'll go ahead with it over the summer, which obviously sometimes is a little bit slower from the standpoint of, you know, events coming on because the high schools are not in session. But like over the summer, I did a story about a baseball player from Northfield who I had a little bit of connection because he was played baseball up at St. Cloud State and had really good freshman year up there, and did a story about him. And you know, he was, you know, just kind of how his first year went and that sort of thing. Did it? There was the two sisters that play hockey. one was playing at Mankato and the other is at Bidgee, did a story about them. Out of Fairboy, did a story about the wrestling coach down there who, he's, again, another St. Cloud State connection, but he's a associate head coach up at St. Cloud, which has a, you know, nationally, you know, ranked wrestling team, and he wrestled down at Fairboy and has, you know, his family's from that area and has some connections, so... You know, just try to get some of those, you know, local ties and sure. story ideas. And, you know, just if you find out, well, like over the summer they had the Dundas host at the amateur baseball tournament. So I talked to Mike down there, Mike Ludwig, and, you know, did a little preview story on that. So those are some of the other types of stories I do. And, you know, again, if I would... suggest if, you know, people have ideas or if they know something in town, you know, to contact the newspaper and they will get it, you know, forward that information to the people that, you know, the appropriate people to get stories done if it's a good idea.
See, there he goes with that PR. He's now right. pushing the paper. Attaboy.
Right.
From a PR standpoint, do you ever find yourself writing a story or something like that and trying to submit it to... whether it's ESPN or the Star Tribune or the Pioneer Press or, you know, I mean, are you trying to get your stories out, I mean, for recognition? Or I don't know if people pay you for that or...
Not too much. On occasion, I'll get, you know, I get in some of the stuff if it's, you might get a request to have, if, you know, like the story about St. Cloud State baseball player, the people I know up at St. Cloud wanted to use it on the... you know, the athletic department website up there, and I just, you know, gave them the agreement to do that, and I think there was, with the water ski, two brothers at water ski, the grandfather lives down in Worthington, I recall, I'm not 100% sure, but it was like Worthington, and he was wondering if they could use that story to reprint it down there or something, and so that's kind of the extent of it, but I really don't push too much with that sort of stuff at other outlets and everything.
You're not looking for a Pulitzer Prize anytime soon.
No. If it falls in my lap, I'll take it.
Well, I appreciate you coming out today. It was fun to get to know you, and so you've got some other, like you're saying, if you have a story behind the scenes, something, contact the Northfield newspaper,
right.
And give them a heads up, and then maybe Tom will come on out and do an interview and put a nice piece together.
Yeah, it's always fun to do those sort of feature stories that are kind of beyond just the game report, and it's you know, a good way to, you know, get to meet some people in town here and get, you know, there's always a lot of interesting stories, and, you know, I'm sure in your business, you know, find those things out too, but it's just, you know, fun to get those stories out there and let people know, and always good to have some good news out there.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you always hear that. You know, all we hear is bad news all the time. And nobody bothers to think that, you know, maybe we don't know about what's going on in certain
right.
situations.
Yeah, and especially in towns, you know, like Northfield or Faribault, I find there's, you know, really some wonderful stories and wonderful people you talk to. And, you know, either whether they're stories about the history of the community or somebody that's doing something unique in town here or, you know, people that are, you know, superstar volunteers and that sort of thing. It's always just great to have that sort of thing out there, and, you know, makes people feel good to read those stories and realize that, you know, things are pretty good still. So.
Right. Alrighty. Well, I appreciate your time, Tom. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Alrighty. That is Tom Nelson, writer, or sports writer now for the Northfield News, and we'll have Matt Christensen coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, The One. KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders!
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Every day, each and every one of us at Northfield Lines enjoy providing worry-free travel for St. Olaf and Carleton student activities, along with providing Northfield and the surrounding area with our Metro Express service. Contact Northfield Lines for your next event you would like charter transportation, including weddings, church trips, holiday parties, or going out with your friends to enjoy the Christmas lights. We here at Northfield Lines are the drive behind worry-free travel. Northfield Lines would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You have a brand new house, or you just got done with a remodeling project. You want to show it off, but the construction has left a giant mess of dust and dirt. This is Beth Iatt. After the work is done, let Service Master by Iatt make sure that you don't have to do more work to clean up after the construction crew leaves. Show off and demand the yellow van. Call Service Master by Iatt today, 877-945-0993.
Demand the yellow van, call Service Master.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One, AM 1080 KYMN. Just a reminder, if you'd like to catch what's going on the Raider Wrap program, if you'd like to hear back, if you don't have an opportunity to catch it all this morning, you can go back to kymnradio.net, go back to programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then click on today's archive, and pick today's date. Or you can go back and pick dates in the past as well, if you'd like to catch up with what's going on. So we'll have Evan Moe this afternoon. He'll be interviewing the Nordic captain, Sam Follin, and Liz Campbell will have the scoreboard coming up in just a minute. And, of course, Matt Christensen joins us live in the studio. Today looks like a slight chance of snow on again, off again, but nothing like we've had the past several days. It's only going to warm up, though, to about 19. And then for tonight, it's going to continue to be a little bit on again, off again with some flurries and cooling off to around 4 above zero. For tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of only 13. But some wind chill values of around 10 to 15 below zero for tomorrow because we've got a little wind out of the west. This 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then for Sunday night, partly cloudy, cooling off to minus one. Yep, sub-zero. Here we come. And then for Monday, it looks like we're warming back up to 17. And then for Monday night, a low of 1 degree. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 6. That is correct. I was not stuttering. Tuesday night, cooling off to minus 6. And then a heat wave comes in. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 8 above. Yeehaw. Well, we've got mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of sunshine peeking out and 17 here in the Northfield area. So bundle up and enjoy what you can. It's the holiday season. It's the Christmas season. Joining me now this morning on the Raider Wrap is first-year coach Matt Christensen, the head coach of the boys' basketball team. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. Living the dream.
Living the dream. We haven't had you on in several weeks. It was before you had, I know that the first time we had you on, we introduced you, talked to you about, you know, just getting on board and whatnot. Well, now you've had some practices. You're trying to figure things out. You've been trying to figure things out. And now you're three games in. Have you figured it out yet?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing I'd be remiss if I didn't say is just thanks to my family. I got two young daughters, Violet and Rose, and then Jack. And so the first thing when I got the job was Violet came to me and said, am I going to be the ball girl? Did you tell them I get to be the ball girl? And so they're very excited. So I promise I give them a shout out on the radio here.
Nice. Are they the ball girls?
Yeah, they're the ball girls. They're helping out on a few of the games. So
very nice.
It'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, the start of the season here, we're rolling. We're having a lot of fun. Been some close battles.
Going to say you opened the first two games and you lost, but it was a 3-point game. And Mankato West is pretty good ball club.
Yeah, they're well coached. They played hard. It was a good game. We had a little bit of jitters. I think the first game jitters and coach included, right? But we've been improving and getting better. And you know, to the players' credit, it's a new system, it's a new coach, and you know the best is yet to come as far as the learning curve.
And then you took on North St. Paul. That one is another nail biter there. How would that come down to the end there, or how did that one?
Yeah, so it was a tough one. We were out without our with Soren Richardson, who's one of our top players. But the guys battled. We actually had an 18-point lead, and they came back, and you know the other team earned it. You know, they played really well, and they earned it, right? And we watched film, and all the guys. You know what I liked about it was after the game, I talked to one of our seniors, Charlie Monahan. And Charlie said, you know, nobody's pointing fingers at each other. Nobody's, you know, bad-mouthing each other. Everybody's got each other's back, and, you know, we got this, coach. So, you know, that just speaks volume to the players and those guys that even after a tough loss like that, you know, that the guys are sticking together and we're moving forward. So, and it rolled right into a Red Wing win.
I was going to say, because that was on Friday, and then, it was Tuesday and then a Friday game right after that. So just a couple days later, you finally got one over Red Wing, and that one was still kind of a tight one. That was 61-57, so that was only a 4-point victory there. So that was they must have played pretty tight too.
Yeah, it was a battle. They shot well. They played hard. You know, it's and we had again rotation wise, we're finding you know what's working game to game, and guys are adjusting to that. And we hadn't gone against zone you know yet this year, so we threw in a lot of our zone offense,
right?
You know, stuff that you could do in the summer, you know, and get ready. But you know, we didn't have the luxury of that, so. The guys are learning on the fly and doing the best that they can.
Well, you scored 70 in the first and then 65 and then 61. Is that got anything to do with maybe making adjustments or increasing your defense or slowing things down or anything like that? The point production, is that got, I mean, is it just the opponent or how does that all shake out?
I think we're just missing shots.
Yeah.
You know, and getting used to the game plan and getting used to the flow, right, and playing with each other. So that will pick up, that will come. I'm not too concerned about it. With those guys, you know, I don't really harp a lot on shot selection. I focus more on, did we do all the right stuff to, you know, get the open shot, right? And get a good look. And are we doing the right stuff on defense, for the game plan? So, they're being aggressive. I want them to be aggressive and confident in what they're doing. And so that's just going to continue to improve as we go forward.
I know we had touched base on this before, but are you strictly a zone defense? Are you strictly a man defense? Do you switch it up on a regular basis? Do you do it based on the team?
Yeah.
What's your philosophy behind
at
all that?
At heart, I'm a full court press, you know, all flying all over the place. But, you know, you have to adjust with each team and personnel. And you know, we had some Dom DiMaggio and Austin Kemp just played their hearts out last night, and they played a lot of minutes, right? So you have to be, you kind of have to adjust, you know, the style that you do based on personnel that you have and also matchups that you're going against. You know, the first time around when you're playing teams, you don't know that much about them, right? And your game plan prep is going to be different than the second time you play them. And so, because you got more film on them, you got experience. So it's just going to adjust as we go through the season. But it should look better, you know, the second go around when we play each of these teams.
And I know you had, the first time we talked to you, I think we talked about the fact that you had a well-rounded team and you could go deep. Have you continued to go deep on that in these first three games? Are you just still sorting things out, or have you got your 5, 6, 7 people kind of sorted out, or how's that work with you?
Yeah, I mean, there's some core guys that are going to play a lot of minutes, and there's some guys that are, you know, competing for spots and game to game, right? Matchup dependent, who we're going against, that some are going to play more and some are going to play less. We've had some illnesses, you know, some guys being out. So some younger guys got a chance to step up for a little bit and until we got some guys back healthy. So it's just been a mix here, which I think is good. You know, there's a good range of experience that everybody's getting at early on in the season.
So is Soren coming back or?
Yeah, Soren's back. So he was back last night. You know, but it just takes, you're out sick. It takes a little bit to get back in the flow and stuff like that. So, but it was good to have him back. That's for sure.
Right. And so now going forward, we've got Chaska coming up on Tuesday night. And that's the home game. That's the first one. The first three are on the road. So that must have been kind of interesting for you guys as well.
Yeah, so we were actually supposed to play Mankato East, but that game got canceled because of weather. And so that got rescheduled for later in the year here. So first home opener is Tuesday against Chaska. They're a good team. We're open to pack the house, so if you're listening, please come on out. We'd love to have you out at the game. And then Thursday, we have alumni night against Owatonna. So all of our former NHS boys basketball alums get in free to the game, and we want to try and again pack the house and get the energy going.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's 7 o'clock is showtime on Tuesday night, and then Owatonna is at 7:30 tip off there. Is there a JV game before all those?
Yep, JV games, sophomore games before, and then our ninth graders play at a different site.
Okay. So what do you know about Chaska?
They're tough. I mean, they just beat Minnetonka. Minnetonka's a good team, so they're well coached, they're athletic. But we'll get a game plan on them, and we'll prep, and we'll give it everything we got.
What do you do for every game? Do you do something specific? Now, we've talked to the football coach earlier in the season, Brent Ewell, and his whole philosophy is, look, we're just going to do our game plan. That's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on ourselves. We're going to focus on our execution. We're going to figure out what we have to do, and we're going to stick to our game plan. And we believe if we stick to that game plan, we have every chance to win the ball game. Is it the same for basketball, or is it a different philosophy?
I believe in getting ready for each opponent, you know, so different than that. But, you know, you have to have a blend of that because we didn't have the summer to do our stuff, right? We didn't have a couple of years to do our stuff. So you're really blending. Like after the Mankato West game, we spent a lot of time watching film, and it was just of ourselves and our offense to make sure that we were executing the game plan and understanding. And then we went out and had practice, not the best practice of the year so far. But when we get ready for opponents, it's getting ready for them specifically. And that's an adjustment for the players, too, to go game by game. You know, it's going to look a little bit different. So I know the learning curve is going to be a little steeper at the beginning of the year, but they're going to start to see some patterns of we're playing this type of team. Remember when we played this team back then and we did this scouting report? So we're hoping to really build, you know, each game that the knowledge set gets bigger. When I was talking with Dom DiMaggio, he was some of the youth kids came in after a practice, and he's such a good guy. He's hanging out with all the kids, and one of the coaches was within earshot of myself and Dom, and he goes, "Hey, how's the new coach doing?" And you know, Dom said, "You know, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm learning more in 2 weeks than I have my whole life in basketball." So we're throwing a lot at these guys, but they're absorbing as much as they can, and it's just going to get better throughout the season.
And right. So you're educating them. There is actually, you know, there's an art and a science to playing these games, and there's education. And, you know, you talk about people studying film and stuff like that, and I know some people are like going, "Well, what do you mean studying film? Just, you know, just shoot the ball." Well, there's a little bit more to it than that.
Yeah, just from my background, I'm a big believer in, you know, I equated to these guys. I said, imagine if your teacher said, "We're going to have a quiz in 2 days, and I'm going to give you all the questions, and I'm going to give you all the answers, right? And you're going to get a chance to study them and practice them, right? And then it came to test time. Would you do those answers that they gave you, or would you just do your own thing and do your own answers, right? You know, so a lot of times the film gives us answers ahead of time, and it doesn't go perfect, but that's why you watch film again, and, sure, and you see the light bulb go off.
Well, good. Well, you know, good luck to you. You're off to 1-2, probably not exactly where you wanted to be, but at the same time, if you're building and growing, you're seeing some development. You're seeing some cohesion going on there, and obviously it sounds like the team is exactly that. It seems like they're coming together with each other and working together. I think that's half the battle, too. Yeah. That's half of it, of a sport, is being able to, you know, have the coaches interact and have the players buy in to what you're going.
Yeah, and they genuinely care about each other. You know, that's the fun part, is they care about each other. They want each other to succeed. They want to get better. And that's easy to work with.
Do you do anything outside that you do team building or anything like that? Or is that kind of like your captains and stuff doing stuff like that?
Not yet, but we do have a couple things planned. John Sand, who's just a godsend from an assistant standpoint, helps a lot with logistically. He's in the school too, so he has a pulse on things. But he's going to be helping coordinate with our captains some outings together, and doing some team building stuff.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming back in and getting us up to date. Hopefully it's going to be a successful season for you. What would be success for you, do you think?
I actually think it's throughout the season, you know, you want a rewarding time, the guys buying into each other. You want success on the floor and improvement. But it's actually after they graduate or when they look back, they go, that was enjoyable. Like, I feel like I worked as hard as I could. I did everything I possibly could to be successful, and I enjoyed it, win, lose, or draw.
And
I mean, obviously, a state championship would be nice.
A championship would be nice, by the way.
You know, but more than that, you know, the rewarding experience, and you gave it everything you got.
Right. Well, You know, we had Tom Hansen in here for the newspaper, and then, they, of course, well, you know, we love covering the boys' basketball team and girls and volleyball and hockey and everything else. So, yeah, so let's win a championship, shall we? Go Raiders.
Let's do it, Jimmy.
All right, Matt Christensen is our guest this morning. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck, and good luck against Chaska on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Head basketball coach Matt Christensen coming up in just a little bit. We have Meet the Raider with Evan Lowe. That's going on right here on 95.1 The One.
You don't want your valuable mail and packages being left outside while you're away. Instead, send it to Graphic Mailbox. They can receive your package so it's kept safe and is ready for you to pick up when it's convenient for you. Graphic Mailbox's team can help you ship almost anything, anywhere, and are the perfect stop to have high-quality graphics made for signs, decals, and anything else you could need. They are a great one-stop shop for all of your graphic and shipping needs. Stop by Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall today.
Hi, it's Kirk from Merchants Bank, your community bank in Northfield. On behalf of our entire team, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed holiday season. We hope you enjoy time with your family, friends, and neighbors. As we close out 2022, our team is looking ahead to the new year with excitement and optimism. We can't wait to learn more about your hopes and dreams and help you work towards them as your financial partner. Happy holidays from your friends at Merchants Bank.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. The holidays are fast approaching. Make this the brightest holiday season ever with the gift of sight. Purchase a LASIK gift card or have your LASIK procedure done before the end of the year and receive up to $500 off. Don't forget, you can use leftover HSA or FSA dollars as well. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
There are exciting new things happening at Just Food Co-op in downtown Northfield. Stop into their remodeled deli and try out their new line of sandwiches and pizzas made from scratch with nearly 20 fresh ingredients to choose from. The team at Just Food Co-op has made it a priority to ensure that good food is available to everyone. They carry everything from locally produced meats, fresh fruits and vegetables, and hormone-free dairy products to your staples like cereal, macaroni and cheese, and a wide variety of condiments. There is something for everyone at Just Food Co-op, so check them out at 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
That's right. Go Raiders! Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080. KYMN, how we doing? Awesome. We'll be also broadcasting the girls' hockey game coming up on Tuesday right here on KYMN and streaming live on Northfield Live. So if you're not familiar with that, you just go to northfieldlive.com and we'll stream a lot of the games. We're going to do hockey games, basketball games. We've got some wrestling on the docket, different things like that. But you can listen and watch live free of charge at northfieldlive.com. Check it out on Tuesday night as the Raiders girls take on, I believe, Owatonna on Tuesday night. And we'll be broadcasting that live right here. So 21 minutes in front of 11 o'clock, overcast skies, warming up today to around 19. We're at 17 with overcast skies, a little bit of sun poking out, so we got that going for us, which is nice. Let's see what's going on this week with Meet the Raider. Evan Lowe joins us this morning on the program. Evan, how are we doing today?
Thank you for tuning in to Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Today in the studio, we have Sam Fallon, Boys Nordic captain, and your host, Evan Lowe. So we'll start off with some get-to-know-you questions so you listeners can get to know Sam. What activities are you involved in?
I am involved in Nordic skiing, obviously. I also run track at Northfield High School. I've previously ran cross country and play the trumpet in band.
What would you say is the highlight of your senior year so far?
I mean, I think skiing so far has been great. The first few races that I've had and the first like few skis that I've had getting out on snow has been really fun.
Yeah, for sure, Sam. And looking ahead to your senior year, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, we got a lot of races this year. I've been preparing all summer. Those out of the way, have some fun, have a good Christmas break.
And you said you trained all summer leading up to the Nordic season. What was your off-season training looking like?
Yeah, so I train year-round for skiing. What we do when there's not snow is we do this thing called roller skiing. We can use them on pavement. I was in the weight room a lot this summer, and we do some running workouts, some bounding, you know, just getting general athleticism up.
With that training full year-round for skiing, is that something that you plan on doing in your future?
Yeah, for sure. I intend to ski in college. I don't know where yet. It'll depend on the results this season and things like that, but for sure. And skiing's a lifelong sport, so anybody that's involved can continue to be involved for the rest of their life.
How many weeks of the high school Nordic season have you guys gone through so far?
Well, practices started, I want to say, about a month ago, and we had our first race this past week.
Yeah, Sam, how did that race go for you and the team?
I did not race last Tuesday. I do these regional cup races, but I was able to be there with the team and kind of do some coaching and like look at how the team's going. And I think it was super encouraging. Like, it's a super encouraging result for our team. We had Nathan crack the top 10 and Andy crack the top 20. We had a lot of great performances from first-time skiers, you know, all of our new skiers doing developmental races and things like that. And I just think we're in a really good spot to continue to build and expand the rest of the year.
That's exciting, Sam. Last year, you guys finished third at the section meet. And with that promising race, do you guys have a future with that for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. We did lose most of the varsity team who were seniors last year, but I'm still there, Nathan's still there, and I definitely think we have some guys that are interested in like continuing that like competitive future. And I wouldn't put it out of the question to say that we could have a similar result at sections this year.
Yeah, Sam, and so you said you weren't able to compete at the Burnsville meet because you had a race of your own.
Mm-hmm.
How did your regional cup, or what did you call it?
Regional cup. It's like CXC Cup. It's a series of races that we do to qualify for things like junior nationals and other like racing opportunities. It's kind of the predominant like race series for the fastest juniors.
How did that go for you?
That went very well. I am sitting in, I believe, eighth place for Midwest juniors. Yeah, it's a really good start to the season for me.
Yeah, that's exciting, ranking in the top, like the very top of the Midwest. So did you qualify for the championships, or what's the next step with that?
It's a race series. So this is one of 4 weekends that we race, and it's a points like total from all of those. So nobody's like qualified or not qualified. I'm sitting in like a pretty good position, especially because like some of the people in front of me are college athletes that will be at like the NCAA championship. So the next steps are, there are a few more junior cup weekends before junior nationals, which is in Alaska this year.
So putting aside the regional cup and focusing more into the high school Nordic season, do you have any goals for the postseason for Nordic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd love to finally put together a good state result. I haven't been super happy with my state performances like the past few years, but I mean, in general, when focusing on the high school season, I really like to think about the team and how well we can get the team to perform, because that's really what I think the high school season is all about. And I like pursue my performance goals in those weekend races and that kind of thing. And
yeah, especially Sam, as being a captain. And with that, looking at the team, what do you think the biggest issue that the team will face this year?
I think the biggest issue that we are likely to face this year is the graduation of all those seniors that we had last year that have been leaders and points contributors for a long time. And I think it'll be interesting to see how like some younger guys can come in and fill that gap, and how we can like build kind of a new team atmosphere.
Yeah. Sam, are you seeing any underclassmen really step it up this year?
We have Theo, a seventh grader who's racing varsity this year. He's had some great results so far. And also Andy Amundsen has been a contributor for us for a few years now, and he'll only continue to do that. He's really dedicated to the sport, and I think he's going to have some great results this year.
Is there anything that, as a captain, you're seeing really being focused on in practices for improvement?
The biggest thing with having an underclassman-heavy team that it's important to focus on is technique and making sure that the underclassmen are getting the experience skiing, because you can be very skilled at a young age. But the thing with Nordic skiing is it just takes time to develop technique necessary to be really, really good at races. I think just making sure that they have the time on snow to do that and the focus on the technique is going to be huge in their improvement.
And as being a captain, have you done any like team bondings or stuff outside from the actual skiing part of Nordic?
The past week we decorated our ski shed where we keep our skis, and we had hot chocolate, and we do things like that often. We're looking at getting some more team bondings organized like as the season goes on. In the next few weeks we have a Nordic trip to Ironwood over Christmas break that we do, and that's always like huge for team bonding and making sure that everybody feels connected to the team.
Yeah, and Ironwood, where is that?
That's in Michigan. We ski at the ABR Trail Systems. They've got many kilometers of very, very good snow, and it's always a really fun trip.
Yeah, that's super exciting. And you're obviously very dedicated. You train year-round for Nordic. What attributes do you think that you have that really set yourself apart from other skiers in the state?
I think the dedication to the sport is, in all sports, really like the most important thing that anyone can have to set themselves apart. I think a lot of people like say that and say that they're dedicated, but really just like putting in the work over like a long period of time and like believing that that work that you do is going to pay off eventually, even if like you don't see it immediately.
Yeah. And just talking about dedication, what age did you start skiing?
I've been skiing recreationally since I was a kid. My whole life I've been on skis, which is a huge help. Seventh grade is when I joined the team, and that's when I started racing. That's when I learned to skate ski, which is one of the techniques. Yeah, I did have an early start, and that's definitely very helpful, but not necessarily necessary for high school competition.
Yeah, and Sam, you've been skiing for a long time, and with that, what would you say is your greatest accomplishment?
I'm really only getting better at this point. I think so far, the first race that I've had this year has been the best race that I've ever had. Last weekend, I had two of my best performances back-to-back. Last year in the high school season, I was undefeated in conference competition, but I didn't really finish out the season strong. I don't really know if there's a single performance that I can point to answer that. Getting out there every race and giving it my best performance is really what I look to do.
Yeah, well, Sam, it's exciting to see that you're already starting off the season at your best, so there could be some exciting things happening for you this year. With being a captain and the top competitor in the conference, how do you handle the pressure of that? And being a captain, how do you make sure that your teammates are in the right mental headspace before a meet?
I think this year, my mental has been a lot better. It can be easy when things are going well to be in a good mental space, but where it really makes the difference is like when things aren't going well. And last year, I had this period at the end of the season where things had been going like pretty well for me. And then they kind of stopped going well for me. I had some illness, some other things like that, and it like got into my head. I think the important thing to realize with pressure and like performing under pressure is like, for me, it helps to look at the big picture and to look at my development, like not necessarily now, not necessarily this race, but you know, a year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years down the line, and try and put it into perspective, which is often difficult because as athletes and competitors, you're really, really focused in the moment and this race and thinking that like that's all that's important. I actually find that it helps me to relax a little bit and perform better when I'm more loose and more kind of thinking about things in the long term rather than like what's important right now.
Yeah, thank you for that input, Sam. What's next for the Nordic team?
Just continuing to train, continuing to race. These early season meets, it's really just important to get experience racing and get experience against the teams that we're going to be racing later on in conference and sections. And we have the team trip coming up that I talked about earlier to Ironwood, Michigan. Christmas break is always a great time to get a good quality volume block where people are getting out and skiing just a lot. And yeah.
Yeah. Any upcoming races?
The team has a races most weekend at Highland Hills, conference races. So I assume we have one coming up next Tuesday, as always. And in a few weeks, I will be headed to Houghton, Michigan for senior nationals. And then after that, we've got more high school racing continuing throughout the winter and conference and sections gearing up for that.
Does the team have any goals for the postseason?
I think a lot of us will have individual goals for the postseason, depending on, you know, who we are and like what we want for our placements and things like that. I'm sure a few of us will want to qualify for state. And I do think there is an outside possibility that boys team can qualify for state. And maybe even the girls team, like, you never know. A lot of our seniors graduated last year, but a lot of seniors from other teams graduated last year, too. You never really know, like, how things are going to shake out, but I think we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And just looking at your team compared to the other teams, what do you think sets apart the Northfield Nordic team?
We have a big team this year compared to other schools in our section. We have, I believe, over 55 skiers on our team, and that can lead to a lot of depth. We have a lot of newer skiers, and that's always been kind of a theme on our team that we've always been pretty good at, like, getting new skiers out and getting new skiers on skis. And I think often that translates into unexpected performances from new skiers. Our performances from underclassmen and new skiers, I would say, is one thing that sets us apart from a lot of schools.
Well, best of luck in your future meets and the team.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today and talking all about Nordic.
Of course.
And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is your host, Evan Lowe. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The Lowe.
At the Dundas Dome, they believe that in the dead of winter, when it's 30 below zero, kids and adults should be able to play inside, be physical, and burn off their extra energy while having a fun time. Now, their vision has come to life as a giant dome. So next time you need an environmentally controlled space, consider the Dundas Dome. They also have plenty of room to host your graduation party, wedding, church event, or business outing. Call 507-366-3663 or check out dundasdome.com.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
At Johnson Island Homes, we're doing a lot of barrier-free homes lately. Some people call it age-in-place or universal design. The idea is that we build a beautiful home that meets all your needs today. But as you age and your mobility changes, that there's no steps, no stairs, no barriers in the house. The showers are recessed so that you can just roll right in. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
If there's one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap 5 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. That means we've got just about enough time to talk about what's going on in Raiders sports and highlights. It is, of course, the Raiders scoreboard right here on 95.1 The One with Liz Campbell. Liz, what do we got to say on the scoreboard today?
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. Last Saturday, the Northfield dance team had an invite here at home. They competed against many schools, some of which including Albert Lee and Apple Valley. They placed second and third overall. Also on Saturday, boys swim and dive competed against Highland Park here at home. The Raiders took home a win, with Will Radetsky winning both the 200 and the 500 free. Our Raider boys hockey team took home a win on Saturday, leaving Faribault in the dust with a final score of 4-1 here at home. Keaton Wallach had 7 saves and goal, and Mike Fossum led out on the ice with 1 goal and 3 assists. Wrestling also competed last Saturday in Hastings. Nordic Skiing competed against Burnsville on Tuesday. Highlights of the meet include Harper Miller and Charlotte Flory placing 22nd and 23rd overall. Nathan Amundsen finished 7th and Andy Amundsen finished 18th. Boys basketball had a game also on Tuesday up against South St. Paul, which was a very close game up until the last minute. There was a final score of 65-68. Raider boys swim and dive took home another dub on Tuesday against Rochester John Marshall, which added another win to their record. Boys hockey had another game on Tuesday, losing 1-3 against Orano. Cam Kaiser led the team with 1 goal, and Keaton Wallach killed it in the goal with 27 saves. Girls hockey absolutely crushed it against Austin on Thursday night, taking home a win with a final score of 14-0. Raider boys swim and dive also brought home a win on Thursday night, sweeping every event. Due to all the snow on Thursday, the following events have been rescheduled. Wrestling in Winona was rescheduled to Wednesday the 21st. Girls basketball in Mankato East has been rescheduled to February 9th, 2023. Boys basketball versus Mankato East will now take place on January 30th, 2022. Girls basketball had a game against Red Wing last night. Boys hockey played here at home against Osseo also last night. Thanks for tuning in. And again, this is Liz Campbell with the Raiders scoreboard on KYMN 95.1 The One. Keep tuning in for more sports.
Well, that's a wrap, boys and girls. Stick a fork in this. We're done. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. Catch us on Tuesday night, 7:15 face-off. It's girls hockey, not versus Owatonna, Lakeville North. My apologies. We will be broadcasting live on KYMN and streaming it on northfieldlive.com. So I hope you'll join us. We're going to have A.J. Reister will be my color coordinator. He's going to be back from college, and he's going to be sitting tight with me in the box. And we'll be broadcasting all that live right here on KYMN 95.1 The One. Have a great holiday season and a Merry Christmas to every one of you. I think we'll be off next weekend, but we'll be back after that. So if I don't get to see you, we'll see you. Merry Christmas.
Only one gift on my list. I don't have to check it twice.